You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Yo. It's Shalene. Thank you so much for joining me on Build Your Tribe. Now, if you are a regular listener to The Shalene Show, you probably heard me recently talking about Periscope and how much I love Periscope. And that's why I decided I needed to do an episode here on Build Your Tribe. But I was a little hesitant, only because I'm not a fan of people kind of teaching other people how to use a social media platform when they don't have it figured out. So let me first make that disclaimer. I am by no means a Periscope expert. The reason why I wanted to create this episode was to basically tip you off that I kind of think it's going to be a big deal. And I'm a big fan of not necessarily being first on social media platforms, but being second. And that's exactly what I've done. Many of my friends have been saying, oh, Periscope's so cool. And then I heard them talking about Meerkat, live streaming on YouTube, Google Hangouts, etc. And I've really used all of these. But recently, I've really getting that sense that Periscope is going to be huge. And I've been having a lot of fun with it myself and watching other people just dominate on Periscope. And I think it's great for a couple of different reasons. So first, my disclaimer, again, I just want to put it out there that I am by no means a Periscope expert. I'm a Periscope newbie. And I think most people are Periscope newbies because it has only been available for about 3 months. So we're all learning and having fun. But what we do know about social media platforms is that it's easiest to have a big following if you were one of the first people there. So my suggestion to you is to simply open up an account and get a sense of what's going on there so that you're not the person 4 years later who's like, okay, so how do I dominate on Periscope? Like, why not figure it out now and be one of those early settlers? Now, before you make the arguments I know you're going to make, which is, oh, God, do I really need another social media platform? You don't. You absolutely do not. So if the mere mention of another social media platform has you stressed out or feeling anxious or even like, gosh, this is just so daunting and I barely have figured out Instagram or YouTube or Pinterest and actually I have none of these figured out, well, then I'm here to tell you, you don't need another social media platform. But if you haven't fallen in love with any of them, if you haven't gotten your traction on any one particular platform, who knows? Maybe Periscope was the one created specifically for you, and this is going to be like the one. But hear me loud and clear. If you're already killing it on Facebook and you already have great reach on YouTube, you don't need another social media platform. As I always say, there's millions and millions and millions of people who have yet to see your stuff on the place where things are working for you. So don't get that, you know, easily distracted feeling that so many of us entrepreneurs have where we're like, oh no, now everybody's doing Periscope and I've got to do it too. I just want to share with you some of my thoughts and my feelings on it and some of the things that I've been trying. And if it sounds like something you might want to try, well then great. I just don't want you to feel like this is a requirement and that you've got to jump on Periscope if your business is going to go to the next level. Not true, but it is fun. Now, here's what I want to tell you about it. I've only been using it really for about a month, actually less than that. I started using it, ironically, the day I was hacked, and that was June 6th. And then I stopped using it for weeks. And then I started using it again just maybe 2 weeks ago, and really watching what other people were doing on there who are in our space, entrepreneurs, figuring out how to broadcast and share great content. So first of all, this is an app that is owned by Twitter. It runs off of your Android or your iPhone. It allows you to live broadcast. Well, that's nothing new, right? We've been able to live broadcast from several different platforms. But there's something that's really crazy simple about the Periscope platform. It makes it so flippin' easy, number one. And number two, I think this is the other reason why Periscope is so addictive, because of the dang hearts. What is she talking about? So if you don't know what Periscope is, simply download the app. Now, when you go to the App Store, there's a bunch of different Periscopes. Use the one that's associated with Twitter. It's free. All the other ones are like, you know, they're knockoffs or whatever. But, you know, when in doubt, just take a look at the reviews and it's going to be the one that has the most downloads. And of course, it's free. Once you download it, then it's an app that's on your phone that uses the front or rear facing camera for you to live broadcast. Now, first of all, you want to let people know when you're going to be broadcasting. But when you're broadcasting, as people are tuning in and watching, their questions appear on your live screen, which is pretty cool. And at the same time, so does their appreciation or love. Now, the way people show their appreciation or their love is by repeatedly tapping the screen. What that does is it sends up a like a stream of these beautiful colored hearts. It's like Polly Pockets meets Pretty Pony. It's like beautiful hearts, and maybe that's a girl thing, although most of the people who are killing it on Periscope right now are guys. But I fell in love with it because I'm like, ooh, look at all the pretty hearts. Look at the pretty hearts. Now, we're going to get back to the hearts in just a second. I just think, you know, it's one of those simple things. It's like fun. Like, we like to tap things and we like to make things move. It's just like, you know, the first time you ever played a video game, you're like, oh, wow, I can blow that thing up. And the quicker I tap this little controller, the faster it blows apart the centipede. It's kind of that thing. So it's this crazy addictive behavior. It's really super easy and it's fun. So what can I tell you about it? Well, I can tell you some of the things I did wrong in the first place, but I think probably the best way to do it is by starting at the beginning and letting you know that the first thing you want to do is set up your profile and do it the smart way. So you want to write just a few sentences about yourself, just as you would on your Instagram profile or your Twitter profile. Don't forget to include your website or the domain that links back to a freemium, because we're always trying to build our list. Then, of course, you want to put something, I don't know, like a really great photo there in your Periscope bio so that people kind of know what they can expect when they follow you. Don't forget to add the link to either your freemium or your own website in your bio. And then before you start broadcasting, watch a bunch of other people's broadcasts. Oh, heck, why don't you just follow me and watch a few of mine? Now, I've done a bunch of different. Here's the thing, though. Broadcasts disappear after 24 hours. So you could watch some of mine, but they might not be up there anymore, right? Like, and who knows if on the day that you've listened to this, I actually did a broadcast. I assume that I will have. But you can watch, I'm going to give you some people to watch. Kim Garst. And that's K-I-M-G-A-R-S-T. Kim Garst is on a Periscope. And I have to give her props because I watched a bunch of her broadcasts to figure out what I was doing wrong. I also really enjoy watching Natalie Jill. Natalie Jill Fitness is a friend of mine, and she's talked me into using Periscope. And so we did a couple of broadcasts together. And Chris Ducker, D-U-C-K-E-R. He's also basically broadcasting daily. And there's so many more for me to list, but those are a couple that I want you to watch before you jump in. And the reason why you want to watch first is because you'll get a sense of what's annoying, how they're kind of balancing the management between reading people's questions and actually responding to questions. And one thing you'll notice right away is that the people who I've just mentioned use a really catchy title before they broadcast. So my next tip to you is to write your catchy title in a note or, you know, in some, I'm not sure what it's called on the Android phone, but use something on your phone to actually create a couple of different titles for your broadcast. Now, also in your title, you want to tell people exactly what they can expect. So for example, Q&A about building your list, 10-minute broadcast, live now at Chalene Johnson, or 10-minute strength training tutorial live now at Chalene Johnson, heart contest. So that you're not just giving, you're not just telling them what they can expect, but also there's a little bit of a call to action there. So Q&A, you're telling them you want questions. If you're doing a heart contest, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, you're telling them you want to tap the screen. Now, again, you want to create these titles before your first broadcast. And it doesn't hurt right now anyways to include emojis. I'm noticing that in your title. So the ones that stand out are, I've seen people are putting emojis next to their name as well as in the title of their broadcast. Do you have to do that? No. But it's just like on Instagram. It helps everything stand out. Now, once you do that, okay, so now you've watched a few and you figured out a title, I'm going to suggest that you try to be brief, like under 15, 20 minutes in your first in your very first Periscope. And then what you'll do is you'll set up your phone so that the screen is facing you. And once you start the broadcast, whatever the, I guess it would be the back of your phone is facing, that's what the broadcast is going to start with. Now, my first Periscopes were really lame because, first of all, I couldn't figure out how to flip the camera. So the Periscope would start and you could hear my voice and you could see that the phone was moving, but you couldn't see anything because it was like, you know, aimed at the dark room or it was aimed at something irrelevant. You could just hear my voice. I've since learned by watching some of these, you know, so-called experts, because we're all pretty much newbies, that you definitely want the back of your camera facing something that's like exciting or enticing or interesting. Like the other day I watched, I tuned in on Chris Ducker's Periscope because he said something like, a hangover remedy. I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. That's an unexpected topic from Chris. So I want to see what this is. And when I tuned in, he started the broadcast with his phone aimed at a big giant glass of cold ice water with lemon. And, you know, then he's like, hey, everybody. He starts like kind of greeting everybody as they're joining the chat. And then he flipped the screen to himself. So what I've been doing lately is trying to figure out what I'm going to point the phone at. I've also seen people point it at their desktop or their laptop, photos, do a little printout of your logo, or just beautiful scenery like a beautiful tree or the view or something that says, oh, this is going to be interesting. Now, I have also watched many Periscopes, and this is my personal opinion, where they flip the camera so that it's pointing at you, the broadcaster, and then they spend the first like 3 or 4 minutes saying, oh, and they're looking down so you don't feel like you're getting any content yet. They're like, oh, hello, Texas. Hi there. Oh, great. People tuning in from Las Vegas, etc. And they're reading off, and you should do that. My recommendation is that you tell people, we're going to get started in just a second, and you don't turn the camera on you until you're ready to start the content. Just my opinion. You can do it any way you want. And then how do you turn the camera towards you? Well, you don't physically turn the camera. You just double tap the screen and that reverses the camera angle onto you. Now, remember that you're in mirror image. So as you're looking at their comments, scrolling up on the, that would be on the left side of your screen as you're looking at it in mirror image. That would mean that the hearts that people are giving to you as they're listening to and watching your Periscope, the hearts are streaming up on the, it will seem like for you, your right side. But just remember this, it's the reverse. Because you're in mirror image because you flipped the phone. So what the viewer is seeing is hearts on the opposite side of the screen. Does that matter? Only if you're like pointing and saying, hey, give me hearts, and you're pointing, you might be pointing in the wrong direction. All right, let's talk about those hearts. So as I can tell, and it's a little bit annoying, but it is what it is. So the way for you to show up or to gain popularity, if you will, so that you can attract more viewers. And why do we want more viewers? Because we're hoping eventually people will really connect with us because they're live on camera. It's pretty dang cool. It's addictive, if you will. And so the way we can do that is by getting people to repeatedly tap the screen to give you hearts. Now, I've seen lots of creative ways to do it. I started off by saying, hey, heart contest. Whoever gives me 500 hearts, I'm going to follow you back. Well, I quickly realized like hundreds of people were giving me that many hearts very quickly. So I was following too many people, and I actually am enjoying Periscope. So I want to make sure I'm following people who are doing quality broadcasts. So another way that you can do this is just by saying the top two or three people who give me the most hearts in this live broadcast, I will follow you. Or, so there's lots of ways you can do it in terms of like just the sheer number of hearts. Recently, when I was trying to come up with an idea for a podcast for The Chalene Show, I would say to them, okay, I'm going to give you a possible topic. And if you like this topic, I want you to give me as many hearts as you can and we'll just blow up the stream. And okay, and now here's your next choice. And so I was measuring kind of like how many hearts they were giving as their votes. And that ended up giving me a ton of hearts. And I've only been on there for, well, I mean, like with interest and intent for about, 10 days. And I already have a million hearts. I don't know if that's good. I have no idea. But there's lots of people on there who have like 12 million hearts. But I'm like, that sounds like a lot. I have a million hearts. I don't know if it's a big deal. I'm sure it's no big deal for people who've been periscoping for a long time. But I can sense how addictive getting hearts is. And I've also tuned in on other people's periscopes where they're like, okay, guys, keep tapping those hearts. Come on, we need hearts. We need hearts. I'm like, is there going to be any content or are we just going to keep asking everybody to tap the hearts? So I don't know. That's one tiny, teeny, it's like this cool thing that I love about Periscope is the hearts. And it's also kind of annoying sometimes when I watch people's broadcasts and all they're talking about is, give me hearts, give me hearts, give me hearts, give me hearts. I'm like, give me content, give me content, give me content, give me content. Okay, I digress. The other thing I've noticed is that the more frequently you Periscope, obviously, your followers jump on, they give you more hearts. And so frequency does actually affect popularity. And again, not popularity in terms of everybody likes me, but popularity in terms of greater reach, the opportunity to serve more people. Next, I want to suggest that you keep your periscopes short and that you have a significant call to action that you can hint about at the beginning of your periscope and then follow through on at the end of your periscope. So you might say, hey guys, so today what we're going to be doing is talking about how to increase your reach on Instagram and how to build your list. And if you stay tuned to the very end of my periscope today, what I'm going to do is give you a way to download my free tips. And these are the very best tips for entrepreneurs to build their list quickly using Instagram. So if you've got that free giveaway, then you can use Periscope to build your list. Okay, a couple of other quick tips, and I promise we'll get back to Periscope, you know, once I really feel like I have a better sense of what's going on there. Right now, I just want you to go and play. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. And just be an early settler. But my next tip is this. Make sure that you are using good lighting. And how do you do that? Well, daylight. There's nothing better than daylight, number one. But number two is test your lighting before you broadcast. Here's how you do that. Just open up your camera, turn it to front facing, and that's basically the lighting and the view that you're going to get once you start your broadcast. Now, don't forget that you want to paste in the description of your broadcast before you hit start broadcast. Once you start your broadcast, all you do to stop the broadcast is you pull down on the top of the screen and that will stop your broadcast. If you want that video to be saved to your phone, that's a setting that you check when you set up your Periscope account. You can also set it up so that it notifies you when the people who you want to see are actually broadcasting live. Some might consider this a negative. I see it as a positive that your stream, your video broadcast disappears after 24 hours. That means if you have loyal fans who want your content, they're showing up because they know it doesn't live on forever and ever. They need to check back daily and see if you've got something of value to them. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, gosh, if I'm going to spend 15, 20, 30 minutes creating content and it disappears, that's depressing. What's the point? Well, I have a workaround. Two things. Number one, you can save the video to your phone roll. It's not the best quality, but you can save it there. And I recommend you do that because then you can go to another website that, again, I found out from Kim Garst. It's called Watch on Periscope. watchonperiscope.com. Be careful. Don't go to Watch Periscope. Go watchonperiscope.com. And there you can actually see all the live broadcasts. And what we've done is used QuickTime to record the screen. We get a little bit better higher. It's not beautiful. It's not like super high res, but it's a better quality. And then because I've already auto saved the video to my phone, I just upload that video to Dropbox and I have one of my staff members strip the audio, paste it into the QuickTime video that they've taken, and then we get a higher quality piece of content that we can narrow it down. Like, so there's this whole thing in the beginning where you're like, hey, great to see you. Glad you're here, blah, blah, blah. Just like you would start a webinar, right? Like you're acknowledging the people who are there. You're perhaps answering some questions and then you get to your content. So what we're planning on doing is editing down that video, putting in the better audio, and then delivering that free content to my list. So if I'm giving them great stuff, I might as well either host it on my website so that people can find it later, or actually sending it to my email list. It's pretty cool, and I invite you to check it out. Of course, I would love for you to follow me, and when I do my next live broadcast, will you let me know if you listen to this podcast? And by the way, don't forget to tweet me and let me know that you're on Twitter and you're planning on checking out Periscope. You know, as I said, I don't think and I don't want you to feel that you need to be on every social media platform, but you just never know when suddenly there's a social media platform where you're like, oh, this is my jam. I'm going to crush it. I love this. And this just might be it. I mean, I can tell you that there's one gentleman in particular who had about 1,000 Twitter followers, and he started broadcasting on Periscope just 2 months ago, and he already has like 12 million hearts and like 80,000 followers. And I watch some of his stuff and it's okay. But you know what? I bet you've got even better stuff up your sleeve. So what do you say? Give it a shot. Let me know what you think. And as always, thank you for leaving me reviews for Build Your Tribe. It's huge and it means a lot. And it's why we give away one free scholarship every month to the Marketing Impact Academy. So if you'd like to be entered into that random drawing that we do once a month, all you have to do is leave your own review for Build Your Tribe and be sure to use the hashtag IWantMIA. That's it, y'all. I got a Periscope to do. I hope I was brief and bright and fun because now I am done. Love ya. Mean it. Thanks for listening. This episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by, you guessed it, the Marketing Impact Academy. It is your one-stop shop for everything you need to know to build, to really understand the right steps to build your online business. And I mean like, yo, everything. From finding your ideal lifer, to figuring out how to create a freemium, which freemiums are best, how to build your list, when it's time to actually offer something for sale, how to evaluate what price point you should offer something for sale, how to then attract more customers and write emails, and which email system or customer retention or customer relationship management software should you use? They're all different. Everybody's got their own opinions, but this is the place where you can go and figure out how to evaluate all of these things based on your current situation, based on how much money you have to invest, based on how many people you do or don't have on your list, based on how much time you have to invest in your online business. I needed this when I was building my own online business. There was nothing like it. There was no place for me to go to be able to learn each one of these pieces. I would go to one seminar or one academy and realize, well, now I don't know how to do this, fill in the blank. And I'd have to go to another academy or another seminar. And I did a lot of things out of order. I spent money that I didn't yet need to spend because I hadn't done steps 1 and 2. And so I created this course specifically for people like you and I, who know that what's important is to evaluate everything with critical thinking, figure out what's best for us, find the best and the quickest and the smartest way to do things so that we don't have to live in our businesses. We can be smart about these things so that we can actually live and enjoy our lives, and our businesses can allow us to do that. If you're interested in finding out more about the Marketing Impact Academy, please check us out at marketingimpactacademy.com.